USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soft on crime has caused two in blue to lose their lives this week. The suspect, 35-year-old Justin Flores, who gunned down two El Monte police officers at a motel outside Los Angeles Tuesday, was on probation for illegally carrying a gun. The officers were killed responding to a report of a stabbing. The suspect was also killed in a shootout with other officers, El Monte Mayor Jessica Ancona.
These men were dedicated to their careers, and even more so as sons, husbands, and fathers. Please keep their families in your prayers.
Thursday's January 6 hearing from the House Select Committee will be focused on Vice President Mike Pence. Mr. Pence will not be at the hearing. The Abbott Laboratories plant in Michigan, which was at the center of the nation's baby formula crisis, has stopped production again. Severe weather is to blame. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
An attorney general in Michigan is being called out for her remarks.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is being criticized by the GOP in her state for her remarks at a civil rights conference in Lansing on Wednesday. Nessel reportedly told the audience that, quote, drag queens make everything better, drag queens are fun, drag queens for every school, unquote. She claimed she said it in jest. She called GOP gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon humorless when she tweeted about Nessel's comments. Dixon responded with, quote, will you join me to criminalize involving children in sexualized drag shows? Unquote. Nessel did not respond. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rates 0.75 percentage point to its most aggressive hike since 1994 and the third rate hike under the Biden administration. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Finance expert turned U.S. Congressman from Florida, Byron Donalds, in a House Budget GOP committee hearing this week, discusses the root of inflation in America.
A lot of money going to people. Right, wrong, or indifferent, money went to people. They didn't have to earn it, which means productivity in the economy is actually down. So people have money, but productivity is down. But when people take that money, they go spend it. I mean, yes, doctor, this is kind of how this works. When they take the money, they go spend it in an economy where productivity is down because there's not enough supply of goods and services available. Prices then go up in response because productivity is down, but everybody's got money. That's how we get to inflation. The job market. Let's talk about that one real briefly. Yes, coming out of the time when the American economy was shut down by government policy because of COVID-19, the job market suffered major hits. But it's virtually without question that in the red states that had opened up, I'm the gentleman from Florida, I know, the job market actually responded quite well to businesses being able to open up and operate.
Yellowstone National Park could partially reopen as early as Monday as officials continue to assess the damage caused by historic flooding and rapid snowmelt. It caused rivers to damage bridges and sweep away entire sections of roadways. The park's northern region is expected to be closed for a substantial length of time. The less impacted southern loop could reopen as early as Monday, according to park officials. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.